Branding yourself.
What are the hottest buzzwords on New York's Madison Avenue and in other advertising circles is branding. Big corporations spend billions of dollars to establish, market, and then protect the value of their brand names. They know it's not always the best jeans or soft drink or toothpaste that gets the most sales. It's the brand of jeans or soft drink or toothpaste people think is best and therefore trust and buy over and over again. None of this is revolutionary, but what's come of it is a new type of professional, the brand strategist, who polishes the identities not just of companies and consumer goods, but also of people. Catherine Caputa, who works independently in New York, is such a strategist. She's written a book on the secrets of thinking and acting like a brand. In You Are a Brand, Ms. Caputa tells her own story, how she turned herself from a bookish expert on Japanese art into a highly paid advertising executive and then a branding consultant. Ms. Caputa says there's a lot more to branding oneself than dressing well and thinking positive. She says branding involves improving what she calls one's soft power by sharpening verbal skills, building positive relationships throughout the workplace, walking confidently into new situations, and even developing a memorable look. Small things like a distinctive hairstyle or pair of glasses, so long as they're attractive and not garish or weird, can help you get noticed. Catherine Caputa spends up to 2 months helping clients develop their brands. If people think you're a B player, you will be, she says. To be an A player, you need to change perceptions. In short, just like best-selling products, people need to be properly packaged. I'm Ted Lanfair.